This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Living Wall.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Phil Spector's The Living Wall.
Yes. Well, if it was Phil Spector's, it'd be The Dying Wall.
Or oh, the yeah, I suppose. Yeah, whichever one did the wall
too
sound.
Soon,
that's
Cole.
The joke.
No, I mean, like, Phil Spector murdered a bunch of people, I think.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Yes, and he's got really weird hair.
Of course.
Which one's the bigger crime? Walls out. Yeah. So this thing is such a cool idea. Like a DM nightmare, like this thing would be such an annoying thing to play.
Yes.
On the table. Whenever you see, like, when you look at the stat block on this, and everything is just variable, 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 see below, variable, you can tell that it's like something's wrong.
Yeah. You know? Because this thing, it's a little bit like a Granfaloon. It is collecting party members that that are giving it new attacks and abilities.
Yes. So the bookkeeping of running into a living wall in your campaign is that, like, you have to know everything that's inside that wall.
Yes.
Like, you have to have kind of like, it's like food diary.
Yeah.
You know, like, it got on Weight Watchers and started a food diet that keeps track of all the humans it eats. And then you have to get a hold of that and, like, look at all these wizards and shit. And
yeah. Like, the way it would work is you just have a composition and you have a character sheet ready for it. Like, so it can't change.
Yeah.
Is the way that it ought to go.
Yeah. Or you just compile it all. You know, it just, you take a lot of bookkeeping up front.
Yeah.
You know, but I love it. So it's just it is a living wall. Like, people get... people get sucked into it, and then they can't get out. They turn evil. It's miserable because they're stuck in this, like, fleshy, gross living wall.
Right.
When you get close to it, you can hear it whispering.
Uh huh. Like, it beckons toward you. So by itself, it's not strong enough to, like, grab you and pull them in. Right. So you're weakly grabbed, and if you are tempted to, like, embrace one of the hands yourself, that is when you get pulled in.
Well, and it tries to get you to do that, like, out of a sense of decency. It's like, hey, pull me out.
Yeah.
And then when you try that, you get sucked in. And then if somebody's holding onto you, they get sucked in. And I presume that just goes on forever. Like, right. This thing can slurp you up like a piece of spaghetti into its mouth. It's just a chain of villagers, like 10, you know, 10 miles long. Like,
Hands Across America ended so horribly.
Yeah. And then it becomes the build the wall.
Oh, God.
Like, so, you know, become this, like, disgusting living wall. And they're not evil in general. They just want to get more powerful. So in the off chance their creator happens to, like, walk close enough to it.
That's the thing. They've got a grudge.
Yeah. It's such a sad grudge though, cause they're not ambulatory.
No. So it's amazing. I never pay attention to the morale because that's just not a system I've ever had to worry about. So it's fearless, right? It has 20 morale. Where's it going?
It can't go anywhere. Like, it doesn't do anything. It just hopes.
Right.
Like, it just hopes that its creator comes around. And if that never happens, like, if you create a living wall, you're doing it, you know, to guard something. You know, you're a lich, you put a living wall next to your flackerty or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go. And you're fine forever. Like, this is one of the most monumental acts of evil we've seen in this book.
It is, because the creation myth for these things is, straight out of Ravenloft. Like, this is a Ravenloft creature. You cask of Amontillado somebody.
Yeah, yeah. It says, I love the language of, like, the second half of this, because it talks about that, like, it's just a thing that just kind of happens.
Yeah.
You know, like, around, like, where is this? Maybe you have it there, like, highlighted. The phrasing it uses.
Yeah.
It was planted when one sapient creature willingly entombs another in a wall.
Yeah, and so...
It's so specific.
And so the thing is, if a person is just in there and their screams never escape... then nothing happens. They just die and they're in there. If the scream escapes, the spirit of the land hears them. And then something, I need to find this so I can actually get it. Like, the collected soot of their agony and their screams, is used as the catalyst to make them into this, you know, fused monstrosity.
Like, even that agony is not sufficient to wake the land's attention. Like, it is. And then there's also just, like, amazing sentences in this entry. Like, check this out. Nor can a wall section spread beyond itself. A house with a living wall in its basement will not slowly become a living house.
Because that's my fucking question. You know, that's my question. Whoever wrote this, and I am glad that you addressed it.
That's such a good sentence. Like, a house with a living wall in its basement will not become a living house. Like, just very, very good. And also, why not? Because, like, that's, you know, you just imagine, like, especially in Ravenloft, like, you see a castle and it's all living walls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, holy shit. I mean, I guess you would never get those interior walls would just starve because you'd never get to them.
Mm. But do they have to eat? Like, they just want to get bigger. There's no survival instinct that I get in this.
That's true. Yeah. And I guess, like, if I wonder what happens to them, I might have missed it in the writing. Like, if your living wall and your creator dies, but you didn't do it, like, do you know? Do you feel like a psychic connection, or do you, like, just get to live out the rest of eternity not knowing that your one task cannot be fulfilled?
Oh God, that's awful. Yeah. I mean, it's Ravenloft, so it's definitely the latter.
Yeah.
I just also amazing sentence. Living walls never reproduce.
Yeah. Like, oh man.
Except by means of glory hole.
Yeah. Like, do you think that's like what Ravenloft teams do? Like, they put a glory hole in a living wall, and it's like, dude, I dare you to stick your dick in the living wall. Or like a farmers in Ravenloft have like one living wall where they have three different holes. Yeah.
Their version of Porky's is a horror movie.
This is Frankenstein's wife. This is Frankenstein's daughter, and this is Frankenstein's milking machine that won't stop until 200 gallons are drawn.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.